It's Monday, the 13th of August, 2012.
Let me introduce the band members one by one.
To me, it sounds like catfish frying.
Thanks for tuning into The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Partly just for fun, partly to confuse strangers. You're funky.
Music. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, that's a phenomenal song by a band with a phenomenal name right there. That's a band called the Phenomenal Handclap Band. They're from New York City. That was a song Following. Such a good song. Really like it a whole bunch. You know, like how much I like it? This much. You can't see my hands, but they're very far apart. And boy, that's how much I like that song. Really good Following. Really good song. That's from their album Form and Control, which, unlike Following, is not as awesome. Like, I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. Form and Control. It's okay. It's like, it's got some okay songs. But Following, man, that's a great song. And you wish the whole thing could be as great as that song. So speaking of things that are as great as that song, how about one of my favorite bands of recent years, The Vaccines? They're from London. They got a new album coming out shortly, I don't know, in a month or two. I forget the name of it, but it's coming out and it's going to have a bunch of songs on it, including two that we're about to hear, which they have already released in the form of a single and an EP. First, Teenage Icon. It's a single. And man, it's a great song. It's got such a good chorus. It's classic Vaccines. It's exactly what you want from the Vaccines. And then the second song we're going to hear is called No Hope. It is from an EP called No Hope For Now. Both songs, as I mentioned, will be on the forthcoming full-length album. No Hope, the EP, it's got a bonus track and then a live version and a demo version of this here same song, which it's a pretty good song. So you can see why they'd want to just like hammer it home with like a bunch of different versions. So here we go, the Vaccines with Teenage Icon and No Hope right now on The Sounds of My Head.
I did. just give me one little piece of your heart, and I'll break my heart in two for you. And whatever I never could ever let you go, I'm a lover of love with a beating heart, but low, and I'm running as fast as this car goes. Chevy kind of a Chevy, Chevy fun. No, whatever I never could ever let you go, I'm a lover. Chevy, Chevy Thunder. So if you want me, you better come and find me. This time don't leave it another 7 years.
Two songs that sound like The Vaccines right there by a band also from London like The Vaccines. They're called Spectre. I played them on the show at one point in the past when all they had was a single. Now they've got their album. It's called Enjoy It While It Lasts. And we heard two songs from it. First, Chevy Thunder, and then Gray Shirt and Tie. And, you know, the interesting thing about Spectre is they sound exactly like The Vaccines, but if you added, like, a half an ounce of cock rock, it's just a little bit of, like, you know, it's like generic city mixed with the greatness of the Ramones-inspired Vaccines. That's kind of how I would describe Spectre. And from that first single that they came out with a while ago when I put it on the show originally, I was like, I don't know, this song's pretty good. And I think Chevy Thunder and Gray Shirt and Tie are really good songs. If you like those two songs and you like The Vaccines and you want more of that kind of thing, look no further. Spectre has you covered. Okay, up next, a band from New York City called Caveman. And man, are they spectacularly good. They're so good, I'm going to put on three songs from this their album of theirs called Coco Beware. We're going to hear My Time, a country's King of Dreams, and Thankful, and all three are spectacularly good. And, you know, what they kind of sound like is the best Grizzly Bear songs. Like, if you go back and, like, listen to your favorite Grizzly Bear songs and just, like, ignore all the other stuff, that's kind of what Caveman sounds like all the time. They're that good. So, here we go. Without further ado, My Time, a country's King of Dreams, and Thankful, where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head with Caveman.
Never found a way for strange as it was once thought. Thankful are my friends with remorse. You drove your car in the sea, looking for something to believe. I had no time to refuse a feeling. Thankful are my friends with remorse. Thankful are my friends with remorse. Ah.
Neanderthals or their cousins have been in the news of late, popping up in Africa, mating with our ancestors. The question is, where exactly did we come from and why are we still here? And they aren't. Chris Stringer, research leader in human origins at London's Natural History Museum and author of the recent book Lone Survivor, has spent his life puzzling over that. So I wonder, and I know there's no real answer to this, but give it a try. Why did they die? I know part of the problem is that they didn't live long enough. They didn't have three generations to pass wisdom through. That's one of the suggestions that you make in the book. Others have suggested that they didn't have domesticated animals the way that modern humans did as far as 40,000 years ago. Some say there are climactic reasons. And what's your best guess as to why they don't exist anymore?
Okay, well, in simple terms, this may sound evasive, I think, you know, it's wrong to look for a single explanation for why they died out, which a lot of us have been doing. I think it was a combination of things, but putting it really simply, I think, at least in Europe, it was two factors. So first of all, the climate of Europe was extremely unstable after about 70,000 years. It fluctuated every few thousand years to relative warmth, to freezing cold, and some of these fluctuations were extremely rapid, maybe even in the lifetime of a single individual. So first of all, they were coping with that kind of extreme stress, if you like, from climate change. And then maybe 45,000 years ago, a new lot of people started to come into Europe and started to eat the same foods, hunt the same animals, wanting to live in the best real estate. So I think there was economic competition heightened by these unstable climatic conditions. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, you know, I think that modern humans just were a little bit better at coping with those rapid changing conditions, and we were able to sustain our numbers better than Neanderthals were. Their numbers sort of came down, and it looks like their genetic diversity was getting increasingly low, so they were an endangered species in a sense from their DNA even before modern humans were around. Mm-hmm. And then I think in a sense that competition with modern humans was just more than they could cope with, as well as the climate change.
Time.
two songs by a band from London right there. They're called Trailer Trash Tracies, which is a funny name and a totally inappropriate name for their music. I don't think they sound at all like Trailer Trash Tracies. They sound like good old Dream Pop, the XX, that kind of thing. Maybe a little bit of Blouse mixed in there. So Trailer Trash Tracies, funny name, inappropriate for their music, but very good. Their album is fantastic. It's called Esther, and the two songs we heard were You Wish You Were Red and Los Angered. Both really good stuff. A couple of my favorite songs there, but I've got a lot of 5 stars off that record. It's really good. So check out Esther if you liked those two tracks by the Trailer Trash Tracies. Funny name. Okay. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, a band from Seattle, Washington. They're called Beat Connection, and we're going to hear a song called Silver Screen. It's from an EP by the same name. And it's a really great song, Silver Screen. It's really good. I think these guys actually have a newer record, which I discovered when I was prepping for the show, but I don't have it, so I don't really know what that's all about. But this is from an EP. It came out last year or something. Anyway, here we go. Beat Connection from Seattle, Washington with Silver Screen, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. Yeah. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Sprawl Mountains Beyond Mountains by Arcade Fire, as covered by the Yoga Pop-Ups. As I talked over Vampirer by Caveman and Rolling Kiss of the Universe by the Trailer Trash Tracys. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Become a fan in Facebook. Go to Facebook, search for The Sounds of My Head, click the like button. That way you'll find out when I post new episodes. Or if you're in the Twitter thing for some reason, you can find me. I'm at T-S-I-M-H. That's the initials for The Sounds in My Head is what I'm at, because everything has to be very short on Twitter. Tune in again next time for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.